निबोधई तप जति विज्ञापयाम भो आयुषी बल की नाम सबता तुम विवर्धनम irresponsible government. It is not now. Such things happen in long, long days ago also. That is the nature of this material world, that everything deteriorates. Whatever good thing you may prepare, in due course of time, it is deteriorated. That is the nature of material nature, that something is produced. If in the beginning it goes on nicely, but then gradually it deteriorates. Influence of God, and then hence. So, even in religious movement, if there is materialistic motive, then it is deceived. It is not scanned. So, beginning of religious life should be without any material motive. Pure devotion means annavilasita sunnam, no material motive. Generally, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, people go to the temple and the churches or any religious synagogue with a material motive. Asa arthati, generally they are in need of money or they are unhappy somewhere or other and they go to God, Krishna, or according to their religious principle, and free for material benefit. But that is also accepted as good, because they are approaching Krishna or God. But that is not pure devotion. If such material motive continues, then he will fall down from that devotional self. Because as soon as he is distressed, he is mitigated, and he will think that there is no more need of what is necessary. He forgets. Just like a rich man. A rich man becomes rich not very easily. With great austerity, either in this life or in the past. But when he gets money, he becomes a coward and even falter. Similarly, we may go to Krishna in times of distress, but as soon as the distress is gone, we forget it. There's a very nice verse in Hindi that dukse sab hari bhaje, sukh se bhaje koi. Sukh se agar hari bhaje, dukh kahan se ho. Generally, people take to devotional service when they are in materially distressed condition. The rich man, they do not care for. But if the rich man takes care that I have got this money by the grace of Krishna, I must use it for Krishna, then he will never learn. in the valley. Because after all, whatever we get, it is by the grace of Krishna. Ishavasamilam sarvam, everything belongs to Krishna. So, by his favor, we get opulence, riches. But when we are opulent, we forget to stop. Because Maya is very strong. Maya will dictate, oh, you have got so much money, why don't you enjoy wine and woman? As it is going on in European and American countries, anyone who gets money, he utilizes it for wine and woman. He has no other engagement. He does not know how to utilize money. Therefore, now, the British Empire, we are seeing practically how opulent British Empire was, and now how they are coming down. Recently, we have seen in London that people are lying down on things. So this is the nature. Luxury leads to poverty. So, we should be very much careful. Don't think that because I am now initiated, I am chanting Hare Krishna, now everything is guaranteed, now I shall do whatever I like. No. Then it will be serious. We should not utilize the Hare Krishna movement for any material purpose. Then it will fall. Either the man is fall down or the status is fall down. As it has become in India, practically, they have lost all spiritual interest. Although India is the country for spiritual advancement of life. So either individually, collectively, socially or politically, if we forget God, Krishna, then it is sure to be secure. But foolish people, they do not know this. They think that our good days will go on like this. As the Britishers thought, I give the example of the Britishers because I have seen in my life how opulent were these Britishers, and I have seen now in London how they are doing this. Everywhere. The such thing happened some long, long years ago in the family of Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj was a great devotee. And his family members also were great devotees. But gradually, he disappeared, and one king, whose name is Maharaj Bheena, he was so extravagant, less than Bhima. This also happened due to his mother. very stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. His mother was born of a not of a very good father. But he inherited the nature of his bad father. And her son also inherited the nature of his mother. But the king, the father, was very pious, as it should be. So, with his son's behavior, he became so much disgusted that he left home without any notice. So, the king's son, Bheena, Maharaj Bheena, he was installed on the throne, but he behaved very badly, and the praja, or the citizens, were very much unhappy. So the great serious and saintly person approached the king, because the king is supposed to be direct act, by saintly person. They are exalted. Nipavatra nibodha itar jati vidya payoho. My dear king, whatever we are speaking to you, kindly hear it with attention. Ayushri balakirti nang tabatato vibadhano. If you kindly hear our advice, then you live long. A pious man lives long. Impious man dies very soon. Even one who is pure devotee, he can prolong his duration of life more than what is destined for us. Everyone has got a destination. So this person will live for so many years, this person will live for so many years. But a pure devotee, as a yogi, can increase the duration of his life. Similarly, a pure devotee, although he does not artificially try to increase the duration of life, by God's grace, his duration of life is increased. He is a pure devotee, is no longer within the rules and regulations of material things. Brahma bhuyaya kalpa. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Sagunana samapitta itana brahma bhuyaya kalpa. Mancha abdavicharni bhakti yujena jati. Anyone who engages himself in pure devotional sense, abdavicharni, he is no longer under the rules and regulations of this material thing. Brahma bhuyaya. So, the sages at least the king, that kindly hear our instructions and your duration of life will be increased. Not only duration of life, Sri Balakirtina. Sri means beauty. Unless you are healthy, there will be no beauty of your body. So, duration of life increase means he is healthy and therefore he should look bright and beautiful. Sri Bala, strength and kirtina. And if one is actually advanced in spiritual life, or if one is actually religious, then his fame also increases. He doesn't require to advertise himself, but if he is pious, if he is devoted, automatically his fame will be expanded. Just like there is one very nice example, Sri Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was going to, from this Vrindavan, Madhavendra Puri. Whereas you do not know the story of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was a great devotee in this Gaudiya Sampradaya. And in this Govardhan, there was Gopal. I want to say covered by dirty and jungles and trees. So the Gopal, when Madhavendra Puri was in Vrindavan, the Gopal, in dream, expressed himself, Madhavendra Puri, I am very much suffocated and covered by this dark and jungle. Please, re-establish me from this condition and install me in the temple. So, Madhavendra Puri, with the help of villagers, he excavated the earth and found the Gopal Murti. And this Gopal Murti was installed by the help of the villagers very luxuriously. For so many days there was festival. That is the way of installing this. At least for 7 days, there must be festival. So after some days, Mata Mangapuri was informed in dream that since I was long within the earth, my body is very much heated. So you kindly bring some sandalwood from Jagannath Puri and clear all over the body the pulp of sandalwood, then I shall be healthy. So Mata Mangapuri was very old man at that time, and it is the order of Gopalji, so we started for Jagannath Puri. And the way there is a Gopinath temple in Orissa, on the border of Orissa and Bengal, in the district of Dantam, that is called Dantam. So he stayed there overnight, and he saw that the Gopal, Gopinathji was offered tea, 7 pots of tea. So Mata Mangapuri thought within himself, if I could taste little tea, then I would also make such tea to offer my Gopal in the now. Then he again thought that, I am so stupid that before offering to the deity, I am thinking of eating. He thought himself to be very much culty, and he immediately left the temple. No, I said, no, I am committing offense. It is an offense. Therefore, when you bring bhog for the deity, it will be covered. So that we greedy men may not see and try to taste it. Kanishtha Adhikari they sometimes do that. Sometimes they take away something before offering to the deity. These are great offenses. So Madhavendra Puri thought it that he was a great offender. He should not give in this temple, he should go outside. So he went outside and underneath a tree he was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Just pass over the night and they then proceed to ask Jagannath Puri. So at night the deity Gopinath was asking the pujari, the priest, that I have kept 1 quart of tea behind my back garment. Pick up. You take this pot of tea, condensed milk, to Madhavendra Puri. He is sitting underneath a tree and offered. So the pujari wake up, and actually when he opened the door of this room, he found that pot of tea. So he could understand that this Madhavendra Puri is not an ordinary devotee. He is a great devotee, otherwise how the Lord has stolen this pot for him. Since then, that Gopinath is famous as Kirtara Gopinath. Kirtara Gopinath, the Gopinath who stole the tea for his devotee. He is known as Kirtara. He is famous as a great thief. He still, people go to see him. How nice this thief is. That is the difference between Krishna and us. When we are thieves, we are beaten by shoes. And when Krishna is thief, he is worshipped by you. They say, Krishna is worshipped as one soul who left the worship. When a man leaves the worship, he is called coward. But Krishna, everyone knows, perfect time, he left the worship but in the Gujarat province, Krishna has the Ranchor who left the war field. That is cowardly, is still his work. That is absolutism. Krishna, in any condition, he is Krishna. Either as Sita Gopinath, or as a contact to the gopis, or anywhere in the material world, which is abominable. But when Krishna does it, because it is absolute, it is good. That is absolute. You cannot accuse Krishna that, oh, you have done like this. Whatever he has done, it is right. So, that is last evening, one boy was criticizing Krishna. That why Krishna makes this distinction, Sri Shudra Vaishya, as Bapajun. So, this is godness. That he is there to criticize Krishna. You should not criticize Krishna. But, those who are unaware of Krishna's position, they do, we have to inform them rightly what is the right thing. Actually, Krishna says that even the Sri Shudra Vaishya, they are also elevated to the highest position if they take the center of the lotus feet of Krishna. Manhipatam vipastitya jitishu papajuna. The papajuni, pious man or impious man, that is consideration of this material world. So long we are in this material world, there must be, this is good and this is bad. Although there is nothing good in this material world. Everything is bad. But we have concocted some formula that this is good and this is bad. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj says, Vrishti Bhadra Bhadra Safali Sama. In the material world, Bhadra Bhadra, anything, Bhadra and Abhadra, good and bad, they are simply mental concepts. There cannot be anything good. Just like a man suffering from some disease, lying on the bed. A friend goes and asks him, my dear friend, how you are feeling today? He can say, yes, I am feeling today all right. What is that all right? He is lying on the bed and he is taking medicine. And so many discomfitures are there, and still he says, so in the material world, this prosperity, so-called prosperity, is not prosperity. Because the next life, I do not know what is going to happen. And the next life is there. Janmam Sujarabhyaji, Dukkha Dushanudansana. Therefore, knowledge man, he sees always that my happiness, what is the value of this happiness? I'll have to die. I'll have to accept old age. I'll have to suffer from disease. And as soon as I die again, I'll have to enter into the home of a particular mana to take bath again. So where is the happiness? In the home of the Maharaj, to live for 10 months, in a very awkward position, we have forgotten, that is not going to happen. there are point was that this Madhavendra Puri, when he got that pot of condensed milk, and the priest praised him, oh, you are such a great devotee that Krishna has stolen for you this the condensed milk. So, you take it. And he bowed down before him to this dust of the lotus feet. Then Madan thought that now I have got this pot of condensed milk. Next morning, it will be advertised and people will come in song to congratulate me. So better leave this place in peace. That means he did not want to be advertised as a great devotee. He left, but immediately as he reached Jagannath Puri, the news was already there. And every man came to congratulate him. Oh, Madananda Puri, you are so great devotee, that Krishna has told me. The condensed milk, we have heard it. So the point is that a devotee, even he does not know, does not want advertisement, Krishna advertises. Krishna advertises without his intention. Krishna wants to see that his devotee is very much advertised as devotee. Therefore, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking to Ramananda, that he is the most famous man, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, ask this question from Ramananda. He answered, he is the most famous man who is known as a great devotee of Krishna. He is the most famous. So here, kirti, fame, reputation. If one is religious, one is devotee, his reputation also increases. Strength of body also increases. His beauty increases. His duration of life increases. This is the point. Ayu Sri Balakirtina Tabutata Vivardhanam. The 75% says, my dear king, if you kindly follow our instruction, then these things will increase. Your duration of life, your beauty of body, your strength, and your reputation. So, what is that instruction? He says, dharma asarato pungsang bana mana kaya siddhi lokan visatan vitarati api anantam asangina. He says, that every man should execute his particular duty of life. That is called karma. Now, we manufacture our duty, that is another thing. But according to Shastra, just like Krishna says, Chatut Vannam Maya Sistam Gunatanma Vibhadasa. Duty means, according to these Chatut Vannam, four Vannas and four Ashrams. That is called dharma, adharma. The Brahmin must execute his brahminical duty. The kshatriya must execute his kshatriya duty. Similarly, Vaishya, a sutra, a brahmachari, a grihastha, a vanaprastha, a sannyasa. That is called dharma. This is material dharma. This is not spiritual dharma. Material dharma means so long we are under the concept of this body, there are certain duties. That is called material. Just like we eat, this is also one of the duties. Because if I don't eat, then I shall die. But what kind of food I shall eat, that is described in the Shastra. The Shakti, Rajasic, Tamasic, Bhojan. So if we follow the instruction of the Shastra, Dharma Shastra, they are called Dharma Shastra, regulative principles. There are 20 kinds of Dharma Shastra, just to regulate. Because every one of us has come to enjoy this world. That's like government rules and regulations. Suppose you are selling liquor. The thing is bad. But because people want it, government gives license. that you can sell for the transfer, but under these rules and regulations. Not under the tree. Similarly, the living entities, all the conditioned souls who have come here in this material world, their real purpose is how to enjoy this material. They are not a person. Because a living entity is not enjoyer, he is servitor. But when he wants to enjoy, he is sent into this material world. Krishna Bhulya Jeeva Bhagavan Chakor. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Our only duty is to serve Krishna. There is no other duty. Therefore Krishna demands, Sarva Dharma Paritasya Mame Tam Sarva Dharma. There is no other duty. Just to serve Krishna. But when we forget our position, constitutional position, and we try to enjoy this material world, that is called materialistic way of life or conditioned life. So, just like drinking. Drinking is not good. Nobody suffers. But when a drunkard is persistent to drink, the government gives him some concession. All right, this man will die without drinking. All right. You can take your liquor from that shop, license shop, and you can purchase under certain conditions. You do not do this, do not do this. There are so many things. But there is no such restriction for eating rice or dal. Because that is not bad. The bad thing is like slaughterhouse. Slaughterhouse is not open to the public. It is done in a secret place so that people may not see. It is ghastly. So anything bad, that is license. Just like sex life. Sex life is also not very good thing. Therefore, the license is marriage. If you want to enjoy sex life, all life, take this license, marriage. Not beyond that. Then you will be kingdom. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Loki Babaya Anishamadva Shiva Nittasukantu Nahita Prasuda. These things to be intoxicated, to enjoy sex life, to eat meat, a natural propensity is there in everyone. When Shastra says that you do it like this, that means that is restriction. Just like according to Vedic civilization, those who are meat eaters, for them it is allowed that you can kill, not kill, you can sacrifice one goat before Goddess Kali and on the Amavasya night under certain such restrictions. That means indirectly it is discouraging, don't do it. But if you do it, you do it this way. But people even do not do that. The meat eaters, without undergoing the process of meat eating as it is described in the Dharma Shastra, they directly purchase from the slaughterhouse, and therefore so many slaughterhouses are mentioned in this course. So everything is becoming against the religious principle. Therefore the world is under. The Mahārāja, the great sages are advising the king, dharma asarato pumisāna vāna manaptāya sundhi lokāna vishokāna vitarati. If you execute the prescribed duties as they are mentioned in the Dharma Shastra, then gradually you are elevated to the planet where there is no anxiety, vishokāna. The topmost planet where there is no anxiety, that is in the spiritual world. Therefore, they are called Vaikuntha. Kuntha means always anxiety. And Vaikuntha, without any anxiety. So if you are transferred to the spiritual world, There are also so many planets, as we have got planets in this material world. Beyond the stars, there is another spiritual star. That information is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Parastatmasu bhava anya bhaktya bhaktya sanatam. There is another star which is eternal. It is beyond this manifested and non-manifested material cosmic world. In that world, nothing is vanishes. Everything is permanent, eternal. The jiva, the living entity is eternal, and Krishna is also eternal, and he above Vaikuntha Dham or Golok Vrindavan Dham, that is also eternal. This Vrindavan is replica of that Vrindavan. When Krishna comes on this planet, he comes here, in this Vrindavan. Therefore it is so. But it is transcendent, because it is Krishna's Tatsaniya place. Therefore it is transcendent. It is as good as Krishna. Arādha Bhagavān Vrindasatanaya Tadhyāmam Vrindavan. As much as Krishna is worshipable, similarly, this Vrindavan is also worshipable. Therefore, Vaishnavas, especially Gaudiya Vaishnavas, because this Vrindavan was established by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas, under the order of Lord Chaitanya, Sanatana Goswami, first of all, came here. He has seen his old temple at Madamaha. Because he was ordered by his master, he came here, and it was a field only. There is no building, no nothing, nobody knew. But under the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Vrindavan city was established by Sanatana Goswami. And later on, when Sanatana Goswami first of all established the Madamaha temple, and then after Rupa Goswami established Govindadi's temple, then all other temples gradually developed. Many kings and princes came there, that is the history of this Vrindavan city. Of course, Vrindavan was existing because Krishna had his presence here. But because it is 5,000 years ago, so many things happened. The relics were lost practically, but by the endeavor of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, this Vrindavan is in the present practice. So, Vrindavan is the Sopan, Vigata Sop. There is no anxiety. If anyone comes to the Vrindavan and chants Hare Krishna mantra, he will have no disturbance. You see, thousands and thousands of people are here. They do not like to go away from Vrindavan because it is so busy and anxiety-less, Vishoka. But if you have got another ulterior motive, then that is it. Then Maya will capture even in Vrindavan. That is also going. That is also good. They are, do not wish to criticize them, but that is also good. So, bhakti therefore should be without any material interest. Annavilasatasannam, jnana-karmadhanabhritam, anukullena-krishnanasthanam, bhakti-vittam. First class, you will find, without any motive. So, the sage said that if you execute the prescribed duty of the human science, then ultimately you will be elevated to the planet where there is no anxiety, and you will be liberated, provided you keep yourself without any contamination of this material. That can be done. That is also given by Rupa Goswami. If we want to be aloof from the contamination of this material world, then everything, whatever we use, whatever we need, it must be in relation with Krishna. then we can keep ourselves aloof from the contamination. And that is the liberated practice. That means you are eternal servant of Krishna. If you always be engaged in the service of Krishna, then you are above this material, uncontaminated. But if you have got any material intention, then again you are under the clutch of suffering. This is all a zero. Thank you.